Jackson Heights Locker Room Chatter continues tonight on KNCA. Brandon Tama, we're joined by Brett Plattner, the Cobras boys basketball coach. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Wareham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, Farmers State Bank in Holton, and Community Healthcare System as well. Coach, guys playing some good ball here in the last week. Let's start with the game on Friday at home against Pleasant Ridge. You guys win it by 14. It was a 48-34 final. Take us back to that one on Friday. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Yeah, it was kind of a continuation of a lot of things that we talked about earlier in the week as far as our energy levels and our efforts remained pretty consistent. We came out playing really, really hard and really good on defense, and that culminated with us hitting some shots on offense, and we were able to kind of build a little bit of a lead headed into halftime with a little bit of a mini run there at the end of the second quarter. And, you know, I think that built a lot of confidence within our guys to take a halftime lead after working so hard previously in the beginnings of the week. And we were able to kind of just keep them at bay and trade punches the third and fourth quarter and ultimately kind of grind down the clock and take our time in the fourth quarter on certain possessions and execute when needed to come out with that victory. And, you know, I think anytime you have four games in a 5-day stretch, it's difficult, but I think it was nice to finish that out with a win, kind of reward the kids for all those efforts. And we carried that into Tuesday against ACCHS. And, while we played sloppy at times, coaches always say, you know, you take a sloppy win over a pretty loss. And I think we'll take it in that circumstance too of, you know, there's some things we need to address and work on. And there were some open shots that we missed and some fundamental things that we were lacking on. But hopefully, you know, similar to last week, we turn around off of a snow day and we play again. So hopefully we can correct those things heading into tonight.
Yeah, you got obviously one tonight at home against Jefferson County North. It's your senior night, so obviously a lot of festivities going on with that and your seniors, everybody involved, certainly going to be honored with that. And then tomorrow you go on the road to McLouth. So you play Tuesday, you play last Friday, now you get back-to-back starting tonight. I guess let's start with JCN, kind of the expectations, and of course the senior night here at home against JCN. What are you kind of thinking about this one tonight?
I think the main thing is going to be keeping the guys focused, like we said throughout the last week too, of, you know, you don't have a lot of practice time in order to prepare or do things like that. But when you play within the Northeast Kansas League, you have a pretty good idea of who people are on the other teams. And we know and certainly expect JCN to come in well prepared. I know they have a lot of size and length as far as it's concerned, and they run a pretty difficult zone because of that. And Coach Knoll does a really good job with those guys, and they're certainly going to come in expecting to win. So we got to match that energy from the onset, and we got to be able to execute, whether that be against a zone or man-to-man defense, and hopefully, you know, knock down some shots that we previously may have not been hitting that are pretty open. We would consider good shots. So, hopefully we can deliver for our seniors on senior night, because the two seniors that we're going to be celebrating have put in an awful lot of hard work and dedication to the program. So hopefully swing that, into Friday with McLouth, as you mentioned, a pretty experienced team. And, you know, we were able to get the better end of that before senior break, but, you know, we look a little different than we did look then, and they're certainly playing better as well in their own right. So we know we're going to have to execute in all phases, whether that be offense, defense, and make sure that we mentally are prepared to go in and hopefully, you know, have a good game and close out the week with a little bit of positivity and momentum.
Yeah, certainly a busy time here with this stretch. A game tonight at home against Jefferson County North, and then back on the road tomorrow against McLouth, and then two more games to wrap up the regular season next week against Morehill Mounts Academy and Valley Falls as well. That's Jackson Heights boys coach Brett Plattner joining us. Coach, we always appreciate the time. Good luck here in these next couple of nights, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thanks as always, Brandon.